I want to talk to some people today who are living in controversy. You got your lovers, and you got your haters. You're standing in the middle of so much noise. Jesus was the only one who could be the mediator. And had he not been able to function between two mountains and between two thieves and between two opinions, then he wouldn't be able to exist as a mediator between God and man. Balance is in the middle. You can't balance anything you can't center. That's what I want you to get out of this message today. Knowing in the notice. What a precarious place to sit between John and Judas. And to know who you are to the point that you can eat. Can you eat between John and Judas? Hey! Can you walk between Mount Olives and Mount Calvary? Only brings the question, can you eat between John and Judas? Can you exist between two opinions? Hosanna, you're the king. You should tell your people to shut up. And Jesus has to exist between two opinions without trying to fix either one of them. He doesn't have time to go back and explain to them, yes, I'm the king, but this is not the messianic age where I can set things up the way you want. I'm going to the cross. He doesn't have time to delay his travel dealing with his critics. He has to live between two opinions without acquiescing to either one. They know that he will die being a better man than they thought he was. But they also know that though they thought he was good, he was not going to be good in the way that they expected. And he had to live between two opinions. I want to talk to some people today who are living in controversy. You got your lovers, and you got your haters. You got your well-wishers, and you got the people that hope you choke. And you can't shut down either group. And God wants me to tell you that you can live between two places. You can live between two mountains. You can live between two disciples. You can live between two opinions. You can live between a priest and a man named Pilate. Caiaphas, the priest, initiated the crucifixion. And Pilate said, bring me some water and let me wash my hands. And Jesus had to live between the two. I want to deal with some people that are living between. Gap fillers. Some gap filler. Paul talks about living between. I count not myself to have apprehended. I'm not where I want to be. But this one thing I do, I'm forgetting those things which are behind me. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. He says the art of being a believer is to be able to believe even when you're not quite there yet. Jesus tells Thomas, you have believed because you have seen, but blessed are they who have not seen and yet they believe. I want to talk to people who aren't quite there yet. I'm not, the Baptist church, we used to say, I'm not what I ought to be, but I'm not what I used to be. I'm between two places. I'm between Caiaphas and Pilate. I'm between two opinions. I'm between two disciples. I'm between two mountains. And before the week is out, they would hang him high and stretch him wide between two thieves. And had he not been able to function between two mountains and between two disciples and between two opinions and between the priest and Pilate and between two thieves, then he wouldn't be able to exist as a mediator between God and man. Jesus was the only one who could be the mediator between God and man, because Jesus was the one that was used to living in the middle. He's the man in the middle. How can you be who you are in the middle of the mess you're in? That's what I want you to get out of this message today, that Jesus is teaching us how to be in the middle. The late Ophiel Dukes, one of the great public relations people here in the United States, he's deceased now, he told me, he who stands in the middle of the road gets hit by both sides. There's a price to be paid to be in the middle. But balance is in the middle. You can't balance anything you can't center. And Jesus is going to bring back balance to what Adam took to extremes. And he is the one who stood in the middle. And he was able to be in the middle. I want to talk to some people who are in the middle of something right now. I want you to write down three things. You don't have to give personal details that you're in the middle of right now. I'm in the middle of it. I'm in the middle of parenting. I'm in the middle of a crisis. I'm in the middle of a bad marriage. I'm in the middle of a promotion. I'm in the middle of opening up my business. I'm in the middle of redesigning myself. I want you to write down three things I'm in the middle of. I'm in the middle of it. I can't quite get the joy out of either thing coming. I'm in the middle of it. I'm in the middle of getting out of debt. I'm in the middle of building a house. I'm in the middle of going back to school. I'm in the middle of raising my children. I'm in the middle of figuring out how to be single again. I'm in the middle of learning how to be a wife. Three things. I'm in the middle of it. I'm in the middle of it right now. It keeps me up at night. Sometimes I wake up and I can't go back to sleep because I'm in the middle of it. I'm in the middle of it right now. I'm in the middle of my life. I'm in midlife crisis. I'm in menopause. I'm in the middle of it right now. 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 I'm in the middle of transition. I'm in the middle of changing jobs. I'm in the middle of frustration. And I don't quite feel appreciated in either place because I'm neither at Olives or Calvary. I'm neither with John or Judas. I'm in the middle of it right now. I'm between two places right now. Without the luxury of either, I am in the middle of it. And I am trying to figure out, how do you function in the middle? How do you function in the middle? Because being in the middle is noisy. The gravitational pull of your past is saying you can't go that high. And every time you take a step forward, it's trying to pull you back, saying you don't even belong in that arena. The gravitational pull of yesterday, if you're not careful, will cause you to end up with a conclusion like Newton that says what goes up must come down. And so you're afraid to believe in up because you might come down. You got somebody that loves you, but you can't quite believe in love because you've been betrayed before. You got a promotion in front of you, but you can't believe it because you had one before and they gave it to somebody else. And you're in the middle of it right now. And Jesus keeps his head in the middle. In the middle of all of this noise, there's something that he knows that stabilizes him while everybody else is going to extremes, there's something that Jesus knows, Cammy, in the middle that causes him from tipping. Anybody else would have stayed at the party. Hosanna, Hosanna, oh yeah, let's do it, Hosanna, let's do it. You talking about me, you like me, you love me, oh yeah, you with me, you my boy, you on my team. Anybody else would have stayed back there, but if he'd have stayed back there, he would have missed his purpose. Sometimes staying too long with people who are saying too much is just as bad as facing off with your enemies. He has the ability to know who he is without needing their palms, without needing their branches, without needing their accolades, without needing their song. They weren't calling him anything that he didn't already know about himself. He knew. Somebody shout, he knew. He knew. He knew. Independent of either mountain, he knew. Independent of John or Judas, he knew. Independent of the priest or Pilate, he knew. Independent of a thief on this side and a thief on that side, he knew. In between God and man, he knew. Somebody shout, he knew.
He knew.
Everything you're trying to tell God, he already knew. He showed you how much he knew when he walked up to him and told him, he said, there's a colt in the next city. He hadn't even got to the city yet. He said, he's over in the next village and he's tied to a post. You will find him tied to a post. And when you find him, loose him and let him go and tell him the master has need of him. I'm not so crazy about the colt. I'm so impressed with the fact that we ain't even got to this village yet and you already know what's ahead. Somebody shout, he knew. Whatever you're dealing with right now, God wants you to know, you might be surprised, but I'm not surprised. I knew this was going to happen in your life. And my grace is sufficient for what you're facing right now. If I'm talking to you, give him any kind of praise you got. Come on, Marcus, give me any kind of praise you got. Now, the word worship means worship, and we think of worship, we always think of raising our hands or clapping our hands or laying prostrate in the floor, and that's an aspect of worship, but it's rooted in the Latin word that means worship. How much you are worth to me. Now, my tithe nor my offering all put together, if I emptied my bank account, couldn't really fully express how much you're worth. But I refuse to turn my back on the opportunity and act like you're a nothing in my life, like you're a zero in my life. When everything I got, you gave it to me, not just my stuff, my breath, my energy, my strength, the activity of my limbs, my kidneys functioning, my heart beating while I'm asleep. He has supplied all of my needs. I honor him. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? Until you know it in the noise, you don't know it at all. You got to know it, even though you ain't got there yet. You got to know it. I told you I was a little boy, I was a young boy, not a little boy. Young boy, they call me Minister Jakes. And they used to make so much fun. They said, look at Minister Jakes walking around like he a bishop. They didn't know, but I knew. You got to know who you are. They used to talk about me when I had a little church in West Virginia. They said he can preach, but he can't pastor. But it didn't matter what they said. Because I know. They used to tell me that I needed to be more like them or I couldn't be successful. But I stayed like me because I know. They told me that preachers who preach like this would never make it on television because everybody was teaching back then. I got on camera talking about get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. You know why? I know. You got to know in the noise who you are in Christ Jesus. So when Jesus cries, he doesn't, anybody else would have been crying about the cross. He stands over Jerusalem and says, you don't know what you missed. You don't know what you rejected. You don't know what I offered you. Oh, Jerusalem, you don't know what you had. You don't know what you had. You don't know what I was offering you. He said, now your enemies are going to bring you down to the ground. Not one stone will be left standing upon another. They will dig ditches around you, and they will bring you down to the ground, and you will wail, and your children will suffer because you rejected what I brought you, because you couldn't decide who I was. But I knew who I was. In the noise we're in now, I've never seen such noise in all of my life. In the noise we're in now, the only way not to have a nervous breakdown is to know. In the pressure we're facing right now, the only way to survive it is to know. It's not safe to be nobody. You got to know whose child you are. You got to know what God has done in your life. You got to know where God brought you from. You got to know that he didn't bring you this far to leave you. You got to know that you've been through the tough side of the mountain before. You got to know that the same God who brought you through yesterday will take you through today and tomorrow. You got to know that what surprised you didn't surprise God. God already knew that was going to happen. God already prepared you for that. His grace is sufficient for what you're dealing with right now. Go to the next village. If God keeps track of a cult, if God knows what post he's on and the rope that tied him, then there's nothing that you're facing right now that God didn't know. And if you can just trust that he knows, nothing snuck up on him. Nothing left him aghast. Nothing left him without being prepared. God has prepared for what you're dealing with right now. I feel like I'm talking to somebody. I don't know who it is. God has prepared for what you're dealing with right now. And though it's noisy, you got to know. I'm the woman for the job. I'm the man for the job. I'm the preacher for the job. I'm the son that can handle it. I'm the daughter that can deal with it. I'm the one that can keep my pace in my pain. I'm the one that can keep walking while I'm crying. I can cry and crawl, but I will get there in time. Before the week was over, Jesus was right where he was supposed to be. And the noise of his fans didn't push him, and the noise of his critics didn't delay him. Y'all didn't hear what I gave you. If you knew what I just gave you, you would run around your house right now. The noise of your fans don't make you, and the noise of your enemies don't break you. It is not what they know about you. It's what you know. Ah! It's what you know. It's what you know. It's what you know. Everybody else said the woman with the issue of blood was going to die. All of her doctors had given up. Her bank account had given up. Her family had moved away. Even Jesus paid her no attention. But listen to how she said to herself, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I will, not I might, I will be made whole. Jesus wasn't studying her. That's grandmama talking. Jesus wasn't studying her. He wasn't looking at her. He wasn't paying her no attention. He asked him, who touched me? It was not even his knowledge of her that got her healed. It was her knowing. If I touch him right now, somebody right now, if you touch him right now, going through what you're going through right now, bleeding like you're bleeding, hurting like you're hurting, finances like they are, family like it is, emotions like they are, situations in your mind, your emotion, if you, I know you can't stand up. If you crawl over, ow! If you crawl over on your hands and knees, and this is, you ain't got to shake him out of hand. If you just touch the hem of his garment, you'll be made whole. You have to know that. You have to know this is your moment. And even though they're paying you no attention, and you're not in the circle, and you're not part of the crowd, and you're not one of his boys, you got to crawl up behind them and touch the hem of his garment and say, today is my day to be made whole. Lift your hands and open your mouth to God. Tell him, today's my day. Today's my day. Today. Today's my day to be made whole right now. I made up my mind. I'm not gonna leave till I get a touch. Make all the noise you want. But I know I will be made whole. I know I will be healed. I know I will survive this moment. I know I will land on my feet. I know I will prosper. I know I will succeed. I know my latter days will be greater than my former days. I know I'm more than a conqueror. I know I will land on my feet. I know God will take me through this. I know God will guide me through the night. I know God will show me where the green pastures are. I know God will help me in the time of my trouble. I know God will protect me in the presence of my enemies. I know he will anoint my head with oil. I know my cup will run over. I know it. I know it in the noise. I know it in the pain. I know it in the sickness. I know it in the crisis. I know it. I just know it. Till cancer, I know it. Till depression, I know it. I know it. I know it. I don't care how high you are. I don't care how low you are, how intellectual you are, how illiterate you are. God speaks my language.
No matter where you are or what circumstance you're in, God is speaking victory into your life. For a gift of any amount, you will receive a CD, DVD, and digital download of the message, He Speaks My Language.
Stop trying to be somebody else. God's already weighed you. He knows what you can handle. He knows what you can stand. He knows where your limits are.
For your gift of $90 or more, you will receive the Don't Drop the Mic bundle, which includes the autographed book, the bookmark, and coffee mug.
God speaks your language. God knows how to show himself. God knows how to reveal himself. He speaks my language.
Don't wait. Call or go online, and this incredible bundle can be yours today.
I call your mind to divine order. I rebuke chaos and confusion. You will have clear direction in the next 3 days. God's going to give you clear direction. The fogginess is passing by. The indecisiveness is leaving. The forlornment is leaving. I call your mind into sobriety. You've been drunken with worry. You've been drunken with uncertainty. You've been drunken by care. Sober up. God knew this time was coming. God's gonna let you know.
Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Dungeon.